AST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively down here at Sláinte. We're going to wrap things up and do what I usually do, which is have a crab cake. We're down in Fells Point. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, giving away some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets. Our last batch of Betty Boop scratch-offs to be given away here at Sláinte on Monday. We have a new game from the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be at Next Phase Cafe downtown with Mayor Brandon Scott on Wednesday. We're going to be at Fadley's. But right now, we're with Adam Williams, who runs the joint, as we say down here in Sláinte. Dude, I did a bunch of stuff down here in 2010 when the World Cup was in Africa.
Yeah.
And I threw a party where I got this Baltimore 22 shirt, which was the dream shirt. Terry Hazeltine, who stood me up today, gave me this back in 2010 in Towson. And the letterings, you can see the letterings like all coming off of it. This is the last wear. This is it.
Yeah.
This is the end of the rodeo. I am very appreciative of you and Patrick and everybody for hosting us here today. I dress for a celebration, right?
Yeah, look, I got this.
Look at this, man. These are the World Cup wristbands, Baltimore World Cup 2026. We're ready for it. And I got my, let me step off mic here, man. They gave me this. John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. I made a special trip last week down to the Maryland Lottery. I had the scarf. I was all ready down here. Chloe, you should get some pictures
that's
of this
nice
because,
too.
Like, this is the Baltimore, Maryland scarf. It has the Maryland logo on it, the same 26 logo we have here, right?
Yeah.
So all of this, gone, down the drain. No World Cup.
That is a shame.
You know, I thought of you guys. I was over at Abbey Burger the other night because that's where they, the headquarters for the Baltimore committee. There were only like 20 or 30 people there. I think of you as being the soccer headquarters because I've been coming here forever and ever and ever. I sat in that corner and that corner. I had French fries in the back. I've been coming in here forever. This is a real loss for the community. I mean, and for people you touch and you're the base of your customers here wanted this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm from Highland Town. So soccer for me growing up.
Like Petey Karinji to your blood.
Exactly. Santino Caranta. I know all those guys where, I mean, that's how you grow up from where I grew up.
So I text Pete 3 weeks ago when I put this together with Patrick and with you. And I said, Pete, we're getting the World Cup on the 16th.
Yeah.
We're going to do the show on the 17th down at Sláinte. I need you there. He said, I'm in as long as we get it. Because he didn't want to come down and like talk about why not getting it, right?
I get it,
And I mean, I get it, but I think we need to talk about it. And it's not even a political issue for me. I've learned that it was more about the dysfunction of the Baltimore and Washington committees. It's been reported by Men in Blazers. It will be reported by Grant Wall. It'll be reported by Steve Goff. It will be reported. The truth will be reported.
Yeah.
The truth is, the Washington people weren't all that motivated about helping Baltimore. Nah, like, that's a fact.
They still got what they set out to get,
which is the party.
Fan Fest and whatever else it is. Yeah. It is a shame. I wish it was here. But I will say, all the other World Cups that have gone on, like you said, in Africa, wherever else it is, it doesn't matter. We still have people here that'll have a good time, be able to drink, be able to have food, be able to be
good
with
food,
each other.
Real food.
Great food.
Legit food.
And be able to hang out and still watch a game. So I mean, it sucks, truly. But even if the game's an hour away or across the globe, you can still come here and have a good time and watch
it. Well, I mean, it says right on the wall, you're a soccer bar. We know that. We're at Sláinte, we're at Fells Point. For you, give me a little background for you, because if you're a Highland Town guy and you like soccer, you've known about this place. I guess you grew up to manage it, right? I mean,
you could say that. I've worked in restaurants for about 20 years now. I came here as a customer.
I was going to say, you had your first beer here a long time ago.
During
a soccer game?
Yeah. I would come here as a customer for a soccer game, for like World Cup, Euro Cup, bigger stuff. COVID happened. Everyone was out of jobs. And this is one of the first places I saw that was reopened back up, had a good outside, and I came by, and this was end of 2020, around September, October, and I decided to apply and got the job here.
Well, great food, legendary. Yeah. Tell me about, because I went up to Patrick's place. I was up at Cooper's North, and I want to give a shout out to everybody up there, because they brought us a crab cake with the Chow Hamburger out at Heavy Seas. We did a Ukrainian benefit with Hugh Sisson on the crab cake tour, and so I had the crab cake there that day, but I went up St. Patrick's Day to Cooper's North. I just moved up to the county, and my wife and I were looking for like legit corned beef and cabbage. It was the day before St. Patrick's Day, okay? So it was that weekend, but we were looking for something legit, and we went up to get that, that, and Andy Rosenthal, who I've known forever, who managed Shuckers for a million years across the way, said to me, "Dude, you got to get this gumbo." He said, "Let me just give you a little bit. You try it." And he gave me a little bit, and I'm like, "Oh man!" And I was there for the corned beef and cabbage, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who's the uncle up there that makes the special? The guy that makes it. It's good. Whatever it is, it's crazy good. Best corned beef and cabbage I've ever had in my life at Cooper's North. March 16th is I had it. So I have not had the seafood gumbo till I came down here. And I was all ready to, like, get me a big old fat burger and work some potato wedges and do the usual I do here. And I saw it on the menu, and I'm like, man, I got to give a shout out to that, because that's otherworldly.
Absolutely, yeah, that started here. You got crab meat, andouille sausage, crawfish.
Perfectly spiced.
Yeah, over 20 different seasonings.
It's hot, but it's not spicy.
Yeah, it's not very,
it's spicy,
very hot.
But it's not hot.
Yep. I've had people in from Louisiana who I've waited on tell me it's the best they've had outside. They're not going to, of course, they're not going to say.
Right. See, I'm shocked they order a gumbo outside of Louisiana, because I don't order a crab cake out of Maryland.
Yeah, they warn me. They go, hey, is
maybe
it legit?
In Fenwick, but that's about it. I ain't going any further now.
And I'll go, we'll just give it a try. I'll tell you what, if you don't like it, I'll pay for it. And not once has that happened. They like it every single time. But tell me, let people know I'm from Lafayette or whatever it is, and your gumbo is just as good, maybe a little, just as good as anyone else.
Well, I mean, gumbo wake you up at 10 a.m. over here. You're watching some Premier League or whatnot. Yeah. Give me the tenor of your bar as a soccer bar. Like, again, I was coming in here 2006, 7, 8, 9, like that. I went to the World Cup in 06. I was out on the front end of this dream. I lost 15 grand at a party in 2010, throwing a party. Comcast never paid for the damn television up in Towson. That was the day of the U.S.-England game, and Argentina played Nigeria. Yeah. Kicked off the 10 World Cup in Athens, right? We beat England at that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So everything was awesome until I lost 15 grand. So, you know, I gave up a little bit of the soccer dream then. One of the things that came out on Thursday when we lost the bid was, we don't have an MLS team, man. You know what I mean? Like, all these other places are more invested in that way. And the DC United had no interest in up in Baltimore, which is really dumb of them.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody in your bar could be a DC United supporter.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could run buses out of here if you adopted them.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily, right?
Yeah,
I mean, with your fan base, what do people come here to watch?
A lot of EPL, all the major tournaments as far as, like, the different countries go.
Is there a day when Arsenal's playing in here or Chelsea's playing where it's all Chelsea, all Arsenal? Or is it always like that?
We get a lot of Chelsea fans, for sure. That's probably the number one team that we get as far as fans go. But we play everything. We don't discriminate. We'll have, I mean, you can see all the scarves around. We have all the different TVs. So we can have Arsenal in the back, Chelsea in the front. We can have even, like, Madrid upstairs.
Do you have one of these scarves?
I don't.
Yeah, well, you know what? It belongs here, doesn't it, Chloe? It belongs here.
Absolutely.
If you're going to put this up,
I'll put it up.
If you put, you know, I don't know what side you put up, because this, you know, like, I don't know, but, like, I'm willing to gift this to you.
If it
brings to life, it belongs here.
Yeah,
it really does.
I appreciate it.
It belongs here. It really does. And John Martin from the lottery gave it to me. I wore it in Amsterdam over the weekend.
Nice.
So I'll have pictures of it forever. And it's a beautiful piece. It's a beautiful concept, the World Cup Baltimore.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, it almost makes me cry. I mean,
I was excited for it for the last however long they said.
I'm wearing a 22 shirt that I got in 10 that I dreamed up in 6. So in 2006, so this is I'm going to make the story long. Adam Williams is here. He's the manager of Slancha. I got stood up by Terry Hazeltine today from the host committee. So I was going to tell some of these stories about being in Europe. But in 2006, I was Budweiser sponsored, right? And Budweiser was a sponsor of the World Cup. And I'd always said to John Dow and George Acton, who were around when Slancha was built and Cooper's Pub was built, and they put the first Budweisers in, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. When Cooper was a real dog and I was tending bar for the homicide crew across street here, right? So that's how I'm going back last century, 1996, 97, 98, all that. The Baldwin guy was in the bar, the Billy Baldwin, all that. So soccer was something that I always accepted, that, like, the World Cup team in 98, what happened in 02 was unbelievable, right? So in 02, we go on the run. I was throwing parties at the Kiss Cafe in Canton. The Mexican dudes were coming up from Broadway. We played Mexico in that cup, the South Korea Cup in 02. That was the year we won. We lost to Germany, the Oliver Kahn game, Victor Close, all that stuff. I fell in love with it. And in 06, I wanted to go to the Cup in Germany. It was a, sort of a bucket list thing to do. I got some tickets from Budweiser. I went over, did the games, was in Kaiserslautern. And when I was over there for the 12 days, I lived in Amsterdam, and I sort of jetted into Germany for games. And then I flew down to Zurich and went to the U.S. game. In Berlin, they had a million people every night in Berlin on the water, and they put televisions on barges for the games. And you could come down and watch the games with your family, get a beer, get a pretzel, all the things you do here at Solancha, but the German style of that. And every night, a million people were coming to do that. I was in Amsterdam. There were hundreds of thousands of people in Amsterdam out every night in the square, the Heineken Square, big screen TVs. It was a civic celebration, and I wanted that for Baltimore.
Nah, absolutely.
So I came back here in 06, and I called Terry, and I called the mayor, and I said, we should put a barge in the Inner Harbor and just invite the world for the 10 Cup. That's what we should do. And it never happened. But what happened was Patrick, a couple other restaurants, Green Turtle, some other places, we wound up doing some watch parties. And I did that event. And then after that, my wife got cancer in 14. And a man from Germany saved her life during the World Cup that Germany won. On the day that they kicked Brazil's ass in Brazil.
Seven.
That's the day that he donated to save my wife's life, that day. Saved my wife's life the next day. And he's from Germany. So we were over in Amsterdam with him. And I took this scarf and I took this jersey. And I believed all last week that we were going to get this World Cup. Yeah. And I thought, wouldn't that be the damnedest thing if we get four games down here, six games down here, after seeing what I saw? Congratulations to Philadelphia, Boston, Atlanta. I'll probably go to some World Cup games in some of these places, right?
Yeah.
I will not be going to Dallas or Houston. But I you know, but I would consider going to some of these other places. It's devastating. You know, I had this vision for 16 years ago.
Absolutely.
I went. It feels like a minute ago. But to think it could have happened here and that it didn't, this will be a dark reminder, but also, you know, we're going to go to games in 26. Hopefully we do well. I mean, let's talk about the U.S. team, right? The U.S. team, when they play in here, you back it up in here, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I want people to come down here and celebrate soccer. It is a little bit of a downer for people that love soccer. There's no doubt
for
that.
Sure. I mean, it is a shame. I mean, I was looking forward to going to games right in my backyard, you know.
Well, some would say Philly's in your backyard, but that's more like an armpit.
Absolutely.
Adam Williams is here. He is the manager of Solancha. I am donating my, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. John Martin gave me this, so this is really the lottery that gave you this. But I'm going to, you know, we were the host committee, candidate, city. We had beautiful scarves, but in the end, not enough to get it done. So we're going to get a crab cake out here. But talk about your menu a little bit. Talk about Cooper's and this bar, and specifically it being not just a soccer bar, but an Irish bar, an Irish pub.
Absolutely. We have shepherd's pie, fish and chips. We actually have a new item on the menu that's like a new Irish, like college kid type meal. So it's called the spice bag.
What is this?
So it's chicken tenders, french fries, peppers, and onions. It comes in a bag with spices. And from what I understand, I haven't been in Ireland, but from what I understand, is the college kids will get it and walk around. And
it's like Irish street food.
Yeah, and you just walk around and you eat your little spice bag. So we have that here now. It just came on the menu, I want to say 2-3 months ago.
So it's like a happy meal for college
students. Pretty much, yeah. A little curry sauce on the side.
Well, if it's in Ireland, it better come with a Guinness drink.
Yeah, proper. I'm sure they have it.
So I flew over to Europe, and I flew Aer Lingus.
Okay.
So I had never flown Aer Lingus before. It was a little problematic when we got stuck in Dublin. Last week. Yeah, we got stuck a few hours. But the one thing that wasn't problematic is the Irish people, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I met Megan here. You got, like, there's always somebody really Irish that works.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got Megan. We got Dave. I think Dave's.
Dave's still here. Look,
there
we go.
He's flying around
right there.
There
we go. All right.
Say hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. There you go. Fine.
He's busy.
Well, but there was something about the spirit of an Irish
Absolutely.
Bar.
Yeah, and they, so from Dave came down to where now Megan, to where everyone else has that spirit, even if you're not from Ireland. Like, I'm from Baltimore City.
I had a good time in Ireland. Yeah. The all 2 hours I was stuck in the airport, I made it work.
Absolutely.
I did. I mean, there was a bar. There were friendly people.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Have you been to Dublin?
I haven't. No.
Well, I thought I was going to be in Temple Bar the other night. I mean, when my wife and I were O.J. Simpson through that airport, that's an old school reference there, not the new O.J., the old O.J., that you were trying to get through the airport. My back's killing me. We think we're missing the flight. I said, I know where Temple Bar is. I've been here before. I went to Ireland to see U2 in 2017. Nice. So after my wife survived the second time, bucket list thing started to happen.
Yeah.
The guy that saved her life lives in Europe, so it's an excuse, right? Gives us a reason to go over. So we went over. We were actually in London scouting the Ravens Wembley trip.
Oh, nice.
So we went in June, and I built it around U2 playing in Paris and in London, or excuse me, in Dublin. So I went to Croke Park, and I had never thought about going to Ireland. I've been all over the world. It just didn't occur to me. So we wound up doing it around U2 and seeing the Joshua Tree in Croke Park, and we went to Temple Bar. But the most important thing I did, you keep saying, I'm from Highland Town. You know where I'm from? Dundalk.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a Dundalk, Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you go into Dublin, and it's about 45 minutes, maybe an hour northeast of Dublin. And I thought to myself, I don't really have anything about the Blarney Stone or kissing rocks or going to Belfast or whatever. I'm like, I just wanted a beer in Temple Bar. I'm there to eat some good food, meet some nice people. And my wife and I on a Sunday drove to Dundalk, Ireland. And we didn't, I Googled like a place to eat. I was looking for a bar. I think the place was called McGo's. 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 And I Googled a bunch of places, and it was open. And if you know anything about Ireland, on Sunday, they do proper roast. They do a proper Sunday roast, right? So I went into this Irish pub in Dundalk, Ireland, and I told him that Dundalk, I'm from the other Dundalk. And everyone at the bar talked me up. This beautiful man took my address, and a month later, I got a Dundalk care package. So when I go to the Heritage Fair 2 weeks from now in Dundalk, Maryland, I wear a Dundalk, Ireland shirt.
That's awesome.
That says, it's a Dundalk thing you wouldn't understand, but it's from Ireland.
That's great.
I did get a straight out of Dundalk shirt. Yeah. I'm going to break that one out this year, too. So I have this great pride in Dundalk.
Yep.
And when I went over to Dublin, it just seemed like a stupid Nester idiot
thing
long-haired guy on the radio would do. And I went up and took pictures with all of this Dundalk signage and stuff. And we had the greatest meal. We had a Sunday roast, these beautiful people, and they said, the Dundalk Football Club, they're playing today. They're playing at the edge of town. You should go.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, Dundalk has a football club? And they're like, yeah, man, Dundalk has a football club. So I'm like, all right. So they're like, they play at Oriel Park. I'm like, what? O-R-I-E-L, Oriel Park. So my wife and I are like, what time's the game? She's Googling it. 5 o'clock game on a Sunday. We left the pub probably 2-3 o'clock. We went over there. The gates were just opening. We parked the car. I went into the gift shop. I have a Dundalk FC red shirt. Apparently the star of the team was in the gift shop, and I met him. I Googled him. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But we bought Dundalk FC Irish. I don't know what league they play in, man.
No,
you know?
I would
but like
no
there
idea.
Is a Dundalk FC that plays at Oriel Park in Dundalk, awesome. Ireland. And if I get a chance to tell that story to a guy from Highland Town,
no, yeah, it's great.
I gotta tell it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
That's a two-beer awesome. Story, man. Over in Dublin. Hey, man, we're gonna do the crab cake here. We'll step back, take a break. I'm gonna come back. We are at Sláinte. I wish we were celebrating. What's the word? Funereeling? I don't know what we're doing, man. We're drinking in our beer in Fell's Point. We're at Sláinte.
Speaking of, we got to get you one.
Proper. Absolutely. Yeah. Let it settle. We were ready for it. We were here to celebrate the Baltimore World Cup entry. It did not happen, but Adam and Patrick here and everybody at Sláinte got a nice scarf out of the deal. It's all courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Got some Betty Boop scratch-offs to give away. Also, our friends at Window Nation. I'm going to make Chloe wear the hat next week. We're going to be at Next Face Cafe with Mayor Brandon Scott on Monday. On Wednesday, we're going to be at Fadley's. It is also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. And I know Jonathan and Lisa are going to be coming on the program as well. Is this a proper Irish crab? But what would I call this in an Irish bar? And is this the exact same crab cake that is served at Cooper's or on the Chow Hound? Or is it one
so
restaurant?
These are going to be the same.
Oh, I love this crab cake then.
Absolutely. 8 ounce
I have no problem having a crab cake twice on a crab cake
there
tour. Now, this is problem. So my Aunt Jane was from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and she lived out in Southern California. And she didn't come back to Maryland much at all. My father settled here, and she would always, when she talked about having a crab cake in Maryland, and I say this all the time, she talked about French fries, coleslaw, and a crab cake. But now, on the east side, we serve it with mustard. You guys do a remoulade here,
yeah.
Like a proper remoulade.
Yeah.
Not a cocktail, not a tartar. On the Eastern Shore, they do tartar. Yeah. I've learned that on the tour. I like a remoulade with
yeah,
crab
like
cake.
A little,
I do.
Yeah, I like just a little bit.
It's not a Baltimore thing,
now,
but it's,
no,
it's,
absolutely.
It's proper.
My dad wouldn't, but I love it. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I'm going to have at this. And by the way, I'm such a hoe for fat
wedge
potatoes. Yeah, I mean, this is... I've been in Europe the last week. They serve a French fry in Europe.
Yeah.
In Amsterdam, they give them to you in the bag, much like your... What would you call that?
Spice bag.
Well, I get... They give you a burger, and they give you the bag, and they put mayonnaise on the French fries over there.
Nah, no good.
No, I don't know, man.
I've been known to put a mayo on a French fry.
No, come on, man. Ketchup's on.
So we do a poutine here too with these fries. A
little cheese on that,
curds,
gravy.
You can get corned beef on it. You can get pork shoulder on it. It's really good.
Why did I get that?
It's your crab cake. Tour.
It's a crab cake, tour, right? Well, people were saying to me that I was going to get tired of crab cakes. They're like, you know, at some point you won't want it anymore. You won't crave it. I'm like, I'm having three this week.
Yeah.
I mean, these folks at Next Phase, they do a serious crab cake. Mm-hmm. The mayor's joining me. Fadley's is legendary.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing about the crab cake tour for me was I knew Patrick had three, you know, everybody, mm-hmm. Dave Ray, their mother, everybody has a crab cake that they're proud of.
Yep.
And they're all different.
Yeah,
Every single one.
Yeah.
You've been in restaurant business a long time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And everybody's proud of it. And it's what we talked about with ordering a crab cake outside of Maryland. I wouldn't ever think of doing that.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean,
I'm about to have a Fells Point crab. So this is this, see, this is the way I like it. This tells me. So it's broiled on the top, but the bottom has a little crisp on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a big, big fan of fried. So the fried part of the crab cake underneath of here, this appeals to me.
Yeah.
And I know this is a deli. This would fall apart if you put this in a fryer. It doesn't have filling. It just would fall apart.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm remoulading here, and I'm going to sign off with my mouth full. What do people know about Sláinte? Come down here and specials, deals.
Absolutely. We're going to be doing a bus trip for the Everton Arsenal game. So keep a lookout on our Instagram
July
and our Facebook
16?
About that.
Is that
yes,
right?
Sir.
All right.
So it's going to come right from out of here. We're going to have drink specials. We're going to have food. You're going to get a T-shirt. It's going to be a great time. The tickets are going to go fast. We're trying to be able to get more, so we don't have all the information on it yet, so we can get a fuller package.
How many buses would you run on it like that?
I would think at least one, maybe two, if we have to get extra tickets for it. We're going to have most of our guys who come here on Saturdays and Sundays for EPL are going to want to go. So that's what we're trying to figure out right now, is how many exactly that we need to go from there. But we're going to absolutely have one. We open at 7 a.m. every single day. We get a lot of like second shift nurses, firemen, policemen who come in.
Brunch,
absolutely, every day. Breakfast every day. We're open until midnight every night. We actually have every game that you can get. We have all the different packages for those. So the Peacocks, the Fubo, all of that. We have all those on our TVs, so we can get every game that you can get on in any app or any TV channel, we can get it.
Well, I brought my scarf down here. If there's anyone that deserves the World Cup scarf, the 2026, you guys have been giving me the wristbands. I wanted this to be a celebration. I wanted it so bad. I wanted to plan it for here. This is the epicenter. It's the soccer bar in Baltimore, and even though we didn't
forever.
Get the World Cup, it has been forever. So cheers to you, and thanks for the
cheers.
Proper... like, I needed one more. Dude, there's a seat at the bar in Amsterdam and a Blarney Stone with my name on it because I never left the bar in Amsterdam. So God bless everybody that enjoys a good Guinness. Signing off from Fells Point with a delicious Maryland crab cake tour. That's delicious. That's sweet. I'm glad you brought me two. My big thanks to Adam as well as Patrick and everybody down here. Kimmy Yoshino, MTS Patel from the Baltimore Banner stopped by. A long chat about journalism. And at some point, I will track down all the truths about how we were ready for it but didn't get it. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson Baltimore signing off on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour from Sláinte in Fells Point. Back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.